Having two doses of Brett Hansen is an enjoyable thing, and he's back in the studio today. How are you, Brett?
I'm good, and you obviously haven't spoken to my girlfriend. She thinks she sees too much of me as it is.
All right. I wondered why you brought that up, but there they go. Moving on. Last week, you explained how investment income is taxed in Spain. And this week, we're going to look how investment capital is taxed and tax planning solutions. So, Brett, we last week focused on income, but investments are also liable to wealth taxes, aren't they? And is wealth tax still an issue in Spain?
Yeah, this is a good question, Howard. And I would say that wealth tax is still an issue for many tax residents of Spain in certain regions of Spain. At the same time, whilst there are regions such as Andalusia and Madrid where they've applied 100% relief against this tax, in effect having got rid of wealth tax, there is always the possibility that this is reintroduced in the future. In fact, some years ago, at the state level, there was once 100% tax credit applied, totally negating this tax, and it was reinstated in 2011, initially as a temporary measure, until the Spanish General Budget Law for 2021 made it permanent again. And so I do think it's still worth spending a bit of time talking about this tax. So at the state level, wealth tax is payable by both residents and non-residents of Spain based on the value of the assets they hold on the 31st of December of each year. Typically, Spanish residents are liable to this tax on their worldwide assets, and non-Spanish residents are liable to wealth tax on their Spanish assets only. Again, looking at this tax at the state level, there is a main home allowance of €300,000 and a personal allowance of €700,000. So unless, for example, a Spanish resident has more than €1 million of assets worldwide, or say a married couple have assets above €2 million worldwide, then in most cases they wouldn't need to pay this tax. I should just add that the tax rate starts at 0.2% of the value of your assets as at the 31st December each year, but increases incrementally to as much as 3.5% of the value of your wealth on total assets exceeding around €10.7 million. Though these rates vary across the various autonomous regions of Spain. The personal allowance in both the Valencia and Catalonia regions are lower, and so a Spanish resident living in one of those two regions have allowances of €800,000. But at the same time, the Balearics have increased the allowances to €3 million and Murcia to €3.7 million. And as I touched on before, both Andalusia and Madrid do not currently have wealth tax, though of course it could be reintroduced at any time.
What about solidarity tax? How's that different?
Well, the solidarity tax applies the same principles as wealth tax in that assets need to be valued as at the 31st December of each year in the same way they are for wealth tax. But whilst the various autonomous regions are unable to vary or eliminate this tax, it actually only applies to wealth above €3 million. You also get the individual and main home deductions which apply at the state level for wealth tax. So effectively, it only impacts those with individual wealth above €4 million.
Presumably, any investments you have when you die will also be subject to Spanish succession tax.
So Spanish succession tax is both an inheritance tax and a gift tax, Howard. And unlike in the UK, it is the person who receives the inheritance or gift who pays the tax, not the person or the estate of the person who has died or made the gift. This tax, Howard, is payable in two situations. Firstly, if the recipient of the inheritance or gift is resident in Spain, irrespective of where the assets are located. So in this situation, Spanish succession or gift tax will apply to all of the assets being inherited by the Spanish resident. Or, secondly, if the asset being gifted or inherited is a Spanish asset, for example, a property located in Spain or a Spanish bank account. In this situation, Howard, even if the person receiving the asset or assets is not resident in Spain, Spanish succession or gift tax will be payable on those Spanish assets. A good example of how this works in practice is where you have, say, a retired married couple living in Spain who have, say, two children living in the UK, and their wills leave their assets to each other and then equally to their two children. In such a situation, on the death of, say, the husband, the worldwide assets held in his name and half of the jointly held worldwide assets with his wife will pass to her, and the wife will be liable to Spanish succession tax on all of these assets as she is living in Spain. Then on her death, all of the assets, which will include any of the assets inherited from her husband, will pass on to the children. However, the children will only be liable to Spanish succession tax on the assets which are physically in Spain. Any assets which are outside of Spain will not be liable to Spanish inheritance tax because the children are not living in Spain. I think it's also important to bear in mind, Howard, that if someone is living in Spain and receives an inheritance, even if the person who has died has never been to Spain, the asset inherited is not in Spain, and the proceeds never enter Spain, the inheritance will be liable to Spanish inheritance tax because the person receiving the inheritance is a resident of Spain. And whilst there are allowances at both the state and at the autonomous regional levels, which can be used to reduce or negate the inheritance tax, these allowances will depend upon a number of factors and in meeting certain conditions. Also, the rate of tax does not just depend upon the size of the inheritance or gift, but also upon the relationship between the person who has died or made the gift and the person inheriting or receiving the asset. Now, I know that there are a number of autonomous regions in Spain where Spanish succession taxes are negligible when it comes to, for example, inheritances to spouses and bloodline children. But certain conditions have to be met in order for these regional rules to apply, and there are still regions in Spain where many listeners are affected by Spanish succession taxes. Also, these rules may change in the future, and there's still the potential issue of assets passing to other family members and non-family, such as unmarried couples and stepchildren.
Sometimes you hear in the press that people refuse to accept the inheritance because they can't afford the tax.
That's right, Howard. I mean, that the number of cases of that happening has actually increased dramatically, where, for example, property has passed down, and because you've got to pay the tax before you can benefit from the inheritance, people just walk away from it. They just say, look, I can't pay the tax. I just won't have the inheritance.
$1 million question. Where does the money go?
Yeah, that's a good question, and answers on the back of a postcard for that one.
Finally, Brett, how do you help your clients legitimately reduce their tax liabilities in Spain, and do you find that can make a big difference?
I would say, Howard, that whilst the various taxes and rates we have spoken about over the last 2 weeks sound high and punitive, the Spanish tax regime does present tax mitigation opportunities. Blevins Franks has over 45 years of experience advising UK nationals moving to and living in Spain on Spanish taxation and effective, legitimate tax planning solutions. And with the appropriate tax planning, many listeners should be able to structure their investments, assets, and pensions in order to minimise the various taxes in Spain we have spoken about over the last 2 weeks. In fact, in most cases, we can certainly reduce our clients' tax liabilities, and for many, we have actually put our clients in positions where they legitimately pay less tax here in Spain than what they would pay in the UK, whilst also having the benefits of living in Spain. So should any listeners like to find out more, then they can contact their local Blevins Franks office via our website. Also, Howard, we will be holding seminars in various regions of Spain over the coming month or two, and so should any listeners be interested in attending or finding out what the topics we will be covering, then again, they can contact their local office or check out our website, blevinsfranks.com. One of the seminars I'm involved in will be taking place in Denia on the 9th of April, and we will be discussing a number of subjects which will include tax and estate planning solutions for residents of Spain.
Well, enjoy that, Brett, and we'll talk sometime later.
Thanks, Howard. Take care now.